"What the hell kind of show are you people running?" he demanded, glancing at the ID Liska held up for him to see. "It's all over the TV. That murdering son of a bitch is running loose. How the hell could you let this happen?" "I can imagine how you must feel, Mr. Haas," Kovac started. "The hell you can! You're not the one walked into this house and found half his family butchered. And now the bastard is running around loose, free to kill." "Every cop in the city is looking for him," Kovac said. "That's supposed to make me feel better? You people lost him in the first place." Kovac didn't bother to tell him it was the sheriff's office that had lost Carl Dahl, not the police department. Wayne Haas wouldn't appreciate the difference. The only thing that mattered to him was the end result. "You're right," Kovac said instead. "I'm pissed off about it too. It was the clusterfuck of the century, believe me. My partner and I sure as hell didn't want to come here tonight and tell you Carl Dahl escaped. We didn't even want to come here to tell you about Judge Moore's ruling on that evidentiary hearing." Haas shook his head and stepped back a little from the door. Kovac took advantage and moved inside. Liska, who was the size of a minute, slipped in behind him and around him and did a quick survey of the place. "What's wrong with that woman?" Haas asked. "How could she say what Dahl did in the past didn't have anything to do with this? It just proves what a sick bastard he is. The jury should hear about it." "I know," Kovac said. "I'm with you. The guy didn't just wake up one day and decide to kill. These months worked their way up to it."
"It's a goddamn nightmare," Haas said, almost to himself.
"We can put a squad car on the street in front of your house if you're worried about Dahl coming back here," Liska offered. Haas looked over at the television, where a reporter was coming live from outside the ambulance bay at HCMC. Amber, blue, and red lights from the cop cars and emergency vehicles gave the scene a carnival atmosphere. But it didn't look to Kovac like any of it was registering on Haas. His mind had gone somewhere else, probably somewhere worse.
"I don't want anything from you people," he said at last.
"Mr. Haas," Liska asked, "is your son at home?"
"He went to a basketball game at his school. Why?"
Kovac grimaced and looked embarrassed.
"This stinks, believe me. We know it. If it was up to me, I wouldn't ask, but we have to answer to the higher powers."
Haas looked suspicious, but said nothing, waiting for the other shoe to drop. "I'm sure you heard Judge Moore was attacked in the parking ramp at the government center earlier tonight," Liska said. "We need to ask you and your son where you both were at the time."
"Get out of my house," he said quietly, though the rage was building visibly inside him. "It's routine, Mr. Haas," Kovac said. "No one really thinks you had anything to do with it. We just have to put it on paper." "Get out of my house," he said louder. His neck was red, and Kovac could see a big vein pulsing on one side. "Get out of my house, goddamn you!"
He went to the front door and yanked it wide so hard that it hit the wall and rattled the front windows. Bobby Haas stood on the front porch, looking bewildered and worried, brown eyes wide.
"Dad? Dad, what's wrong? Who are you people?"
"We're with the police," Liska said, but the boy was looking at his father as Wayne Haas raised a hand to his temple and gritted his teeth.
"Dad!"
"Mr. Haas?"
Kovac moved toward him at the same time the kid did. Haas bent forward in obvious pain.
"Get him to a chair,"
Kovac ordered, and he and the boy each took an arm and moved Wayne Haas to a worn green armchair a few feet away. Kovac looked at Liska.
"Call an ambulance."
Even as Liska was pulling her cell phone from her coat pocket, Haas was waving off the order.
"No, I'm fine," he insisted. "You don't look fine," Kovac said.
Bobby Haas squatted down beside his father.
"It's his blood pressure. It spikes like that when he gets upset. He'll be okay in a minute, right, Dad? You're gonna be okay?"
Haas blew out a couple of big breaths and nodded wearily, his eyes focused on the floor. He was pale now and damp with sweat.